Welcome back to WWE Podcast. This is episode 2. I am Cody Grant, producer of the Chuck and Winkler Show. Next to me is Bart Winkler, co-host of said Chuck and Winkler Show every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Plenty of wrestling talk to get to. What'd you think of Raw and SmackDown this week? Pretty fun. SmackDown, especially. Vince McMahon returned to SmackDown after a 4-year absence, I believe.
That's amazing. He hasn't been on SmackDown in four years.
He's old. He's there every night. He does all the behind-the-scenes work.
That's the moment that did get a reference today on Chuck and Winkler, because I said that I wanted to Kevin Owens, Chuck Freeman, right in the head.
Well, one day it's going to happen between you two. It's inevitable.
No. So you started, when did you start? June?
I started June 5th was my first day.
Okay, so I think the summer's been a good little time between Freems and I, but I don't know if it's the Vikings or football season, but the tension reemerges. So this is a storm we'll get through.
Well, there's multiple tweets coming in, especially with Ask CW, of what kind of wrestling match you two would put on. What kind of stipulation would it be?
Well, he said loser leaves town.
Yeah, that's what he said. So maybe in the near future. I mean, Billy Schmidt. Our own Billy Schmidt was in a wrestling match not too long ago. Maybe you and Chuck get one.
Hey, if I'm going to win the match, I'll do it.
How do you know you're going to win, though?
If I'm going to win the match, if we can script it where I win the match.
It's wrestling's not fake. It is scripted.
That's correct. And the thing with Vince and Kevin Owens, that was...
I think that was real.
Oh, that was real. Blood.
Yeah.
And I watched it right away. I thought, oh my God, he really
actually hit him.
Headbutted him. So I'm thinking, if you're Vince McMahon, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to Vegas, and I'll be on SmackDown, and I got to get headbutted. And, you know, taking all the abuse, I just thought that the headbutt thing was, I think that's the story. Him doing his moves on him and whatever.
Those don't hurt.
But doing the headbutt and making him bleed his own blood, I thought that was insane.
Vince always said he would never have anybody, any of his wrestlers, do something that he would not do. Vince is going to do everything. I mean, he wrestled street fights against Stone Cold.
Yeah, but he's like 72 now.
Doesn't matter. Look how shape he's in. You know, Triple H did an interview on, he said he will not work out with Vince McMahon because that guy's freaking crazy.
That's going to be some father-son-in-law relationship,
right?
Huh?
I think they get along pretty well.
Those two alpha males, as they are. It was a great moment. It was a good moment, a talked-about moment, and it sets up the Hell in a Cell with Shane and Kevin Owens, which I don't know if my interest is totally there.
You know, I've gone back and forth on this because I look at Shane McMahon. He's not a wrestler. He's an entertainer. He does put on good matches in the sense of, I don't want to say good matches. I want to say big spots. There's always a big spot in a Shane McMahon match. But as long as Vince is running the show, what he sees from his standpoint is wrestling Shane McMahon is a huge honor.
Oh, yeah.
He put up against AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. He went up against Undertaker, and now he's going up against Kevin Owens. So that tells me SmackDown's pretty much Kevin Owens' show right now. He opened SmackDown, and he ended SmackDown.
And he was in between.
Where were
the
titles?
Show.
Jinder Mahal was in the middle. AJ Styles was in the middle. Kevin Owens is the main focus of SmackDown
right now.
So rank
the storylines.
Well, Kevin Owens, number one, for sure.
And what's two?
Number two, probably
AJ
and Baron Corbin.
What's three?
Is number two. Number three, does Jinder and Shinsuke even fall into this?
Well, the fact that you asked that means the belt needs to get off of him.
I mean, yeah, no, Jinder doesn't. Jinder, he's not an interesting champion.
No, he's not. And I applaud the move. I applaud the risk. But the payoff's not, it's not good anymore. And Shinsuke versus Jinder, that's not a championship.
They've done a bad job building up Shinsuke.
They have a terrible job.
I feel like all they've done is say, here's Shinsuke Nakamura. We know what he did in NXT. He was amazing. We know what he's done over in New Japan Pro Wrestling. But there's really never been a reason for him to go after the title yet. They just said, oh, Shinsuke is the new number one contender. Whoa. And then, of course, he had the match against Randy Orton to make this number one contender. But Shinsuke pretty much got that first match against Jinder Mahal just handed to him.
What were they doing? What was Jinder doing in his raspy voice? Was it they were making fun of how Shinsuke's face looked?
I don't know. Jinder said Shinsuke that they're going to make fun of you because you're different.
And then the one time he got compared to Michael Jackson, I mean,
yeah,
because he doesn't I mean, he can talk. He might be a little harder to understand, but because they don't have these dialogue feuds, they pick on him for his looks, and it always comes off poorly.
I'll put the Dolph Ziggler thing ahead of that.
That's bad. That is terrible.
No, because you know what they're setting up is him versus Bobby Roode. That's why. I mean, because I think...
Yeah, where's Roode been?
This is what they're doing. What I think is going to happen is Ziggler's going to continue this. Maybe next Tuesday he'll come out
as
to
Roode.
Bobby Roode's entrance.
Okay.
And then Bobby Roode will come out, obviously, and there's sort of a feud between that. And Dolph Ziggler is pretty much at this point in his career, he's the starting point to building a bigger star.
I heard he's out soon.
Probably. You know he does stand-up comedy?
Great.
And he says he likes that more than wrestling, apparently.
He does stand-up comedy?
He does stand-up comedy, yeah.
Well, I don't know why isn't he funny on the show?
I don't know. He's a heel, maybe. But heels are supposed to be funny. Kevin Owens is pretty funny. I don't know.
Or whatever you want to say, but there's one more thing I want to say about Kevin.
No, go ahead.
Are they going to do something where he and Sammy become friends again? Seems like it.
Kevin Owens said... didn't he say on SmackDown he would fire Sami Zayn?
Yeah, but the last 2 weeks there's been interactions.
They've been on independent shows where Kevin Owens has come out and saved Sami Zayn from attack, and they've done tag team matches with the two. Now independent shows they obviously are not on TV. They use those to test new ideas. But yeah, I mean obviously with social media, cell phones, you can take cameras,
like the house
pictures,
shows?
House shows, yeah. I say, my mistake, not independent shows, but house shows.
They're teaming up on house shows?
They were, yeah. They teamed up on a house show. And about a month ago, I think, month or month and a half ago, they actually had, at a house show, Kevin Owens came out and rescued Sami Zayn. He was being attacked by, can't remember who it was.
It's like house shows never matter unless somebody gets hurt. Then they got to try to... They got to try to tell you what the show is, or somebody, or the rare time there's a title change. Like,
which happened recently with AJ Styles, but yeah, the title changes are crazy. Another title change on SmackDown last night, The New Day won the tag team champions back from the Usos.
So they want to make them the most prolific tag team title holders?
I guess so, but I hope this is it with that rivalry. It was a great rivalry, two great tag teams, but they've just taken it way too far.
So who else do they fight?
I was thinking the...
Benjamin? Are they the heel?
Benjamin and Chad Gable. I mean, they wrestled the Hype Bros, who are considered face.
So are
last
Benjamin.
Night. But I don't really think they're a heel. Maybe Authors of Pain. I know you don't watch a whole lot of NXT, but they're the big heel tag team in NXT right now.
I know. You keep bringing up these NXT tag teams, and then where do they go?
Not far.
The Revival? Aren't they around?
Well,
aren't
they got hurt.
What about the Vaudevillians? One of those guys got fired.
And now you have hipster Simon Gotch.
You know, you bring up these tag teams, and you don't do anything with them.
Well, that's been WWE pretty much the whole time they've been around.
The debut is the best part of these guys coming up.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing to them.
But SmackDown, I thought, was an exciting show, especially with Vince McMahon. That's the number one storyline. Everything else is just, under. I mean, if we're talking Wisconsin sports, Kevin Owens is the Packers of SmackDown, as the Packers are to Wisconsin. That's how big the story that
is. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that one. It was a good show.
If that makes sense to you.
It does. I love analogies, and that analogy was like climbing the top of Mount Everest.
And you know who the Mike Daniels of Raw is?
Oh, that'd be Big E. He looks just like him.
Braun Strowman.
Ah, okay.
Raw. I said Raw.
Oh, yes.
Because he's
a
monster.
Yes, now Braun Strowman, interesting match with him and, well, not match with Lesnar, and then the match with Cena. If they have Braun Strowman lose to Brock, as I've told you, Cody, I will.
They're
be
going
mad.
To.
Well, why?
Because they still believe in Roman Reigns.
So then why are you doing this? Why are you doing this if you're not going to put the belt on Braun?
I don't know. But they're building
Braun.
You don't
Braun. Need to build up Lesnar.
No.
So put it on Braun and let Lesnar go do something else.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. What I believe is going to happen is Brock Lesnar will go over Braun Strowman.
Lesnar needs to go to SmackDown.
Nah, he could be a free agent like John Cena.
Well, with the Universal Championship now, it almost is like the heavyweight championship. You got to be like 400 pounds to even contend for it. How is a Finn Balor? How are you going to realistically show me him beating Brock Lesnar or Braun Strowman.
I don't even want to talk about Finn Balor. He's like irrelevant right now. Not that I don't like him.
He's
I do like
gold
Finn.
Dust so against Bray Wyatt.
I can't believe
I don't even need to make a joke. Finn Balor is saving gold dust.
Finn Balor doesn't have a character, first of all. He's got the demon thing, but that's it. But he doesn't even come out as the demon all the time.
The hottest moment that he's had since his return was when he, for 5 seconds, looked at the guys in the Bullet Club.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
How about you do that?
Which was in a battle royal.
You've got a tag team that flounders, and you've got a guy that's floundering. And when they're together, it's hot. So do it. I don't know why they just won't do it. And then, oh, Reigns loses to Cena, and he's distraught. Now he's teaming up with his buddies, the Shield. And now they take on the Balor Club.
There you go.
There you go. That's just like my great idea. Last week I said
CTE.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
His character should be CTE activist guy. Yes.
That'd be
and
great.
Check out the last week podcast if you missed the explanation there.
Yeah, WWE Podcast Episode 1 last week. We put this up on 105.7 FM The Fan, on Twitter, all the social media, Facebook as well. So if we're going to talk about Braun Strowman not going over Brock Lesnar, what's next for Braun? Where does he go from there? Because it seems like when you're in these high-profile matches in WWE and you lose the match, they say, I don't know what to do with him now.
That's correct.
Because Brock is at the top. Braun has run through the entire roster.
He can't fight guys like Sami Zayn anymore.
No.
I mean, like he was doing. He needs top echelon talent. And
what happened to Rusev when he got to John Cena and lost?
Exactly.
You know, it's stuff like that that I fear about Braun Strowman. He's going to lose credibility if he because the way they've been showing him is he can dominate Brock Lesnar. And in a one-on-one match, you can't protect him.
You know, I was talking about this today on the show with the Brewers. Chase Anderson's getting the start on a Wednesday night on 3 days rest. And I thought, for the Brewers, that's good, because just win the day in front of you and worry about the next game when it's the next game. But in wrestling, you cannot do that. I wish that they would plan out things a little better. That's why I wish there was an off season, or you had guys that came in and out. Like you gave guys 2 months off at a time, and then you could let other guys breathe, and maybe Raw wouldn't need to be 3 hours. You should have an end game when you start a storyline. The show Lost did not have an end game, and then it got super bad, and then they decided, let's have an end date, let's have an end game, and then it got really good. Now, was all the payoff there? No, but the payoff in a show like Lost was much better than the payoff of... let's make Hornswoggle the anonymous GM. He's been under the ring the whole time. I just think that you need payoffs in WWE. It's just infuriating to watch this kind of stuff and not have any payoff for it. And yeah, if something comes up and somebody gets hurt and you have to change on the fly, or if Braun Strowman's getting heat or Baron Corbin's getting heat and you need to change the plan, that's fine. But most of these, you can clearly tell. Well, Cesaro and Sheamus are fighting for the ninth straight time. It gets annoying.
It does. And Braun Strowman, if he does lose to Brock, we don't know what's going to happen with him. What I think they should do is have Paul Heyman turn on Brock.
For who?
For Braun Strowman.
Oh. Yeah. I've
seen that happen before.
Yeah.
Where Paul Heyman's turned on Brock in favor of the Big Show.
When did that happen?
Back in like 2000. God, I don't even know. But he managed the Big Show. And
gross.
What?
Why?
Big Show was a big thing at the time. This is like 15 years ago.
God.
By the way, Big Show may be done. And you referenced that in our last podcast. Braun Strowman probably retired the Big Show. He was legitimately hurt going through that cage.
Well, yeah, dude. That's
why wrestling's not fake.
It's scripted.
I can't stand when people say wrestling is fake. Another thing about wrestling is when they say, oh, you watch wrestling, that's stupid because it's fake. That's an invalid argument, because you obviously don't watch any TV show. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Do you watch Lost? It's the same thing. It's a TV show. We're not trying to pretend wrestling is like UFC.
Well, where they then maybe have some claim is because like ESPN and Fox and CBS
cover them.
Yeah. So that's not on us though. I mean, that's not our fault.
Not our fault.
And I think when we talk about wrestling on the show, I mean, we don't. It's not in the updates. Although one time at SummerSlam, I did that.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said, John Cena beat The Rock at SummerSlam, everybody. That's something brought to you by Master's Ease.
Yeah, that's...
I have done that.
That's pretty funny.
The Miz on the Raw.
Miz has a baby.
Yeah, that was an interesting sort of scenario where you had The Miz yelling at Enzo, and The Miz is supposed to be the bad guy, and Enzo is supposed to be the good guy, yet The Miz is dead on about everything he's saying.
Well, they do that all the time, where it doesn't make sense between the heel and the face. Remember when Roman Reigns tried to commit murder
on Braun
Strowman, but he's the face and Braun's the heel?
Yeah.
Remember when Dean Ambrose, the perfect example of that, is supposed to be a face, but he does so many heel tactics. Just attacks people from behind, out of nowhere, stuff like that. So the logic between heel and face is flawed as well.
It's bad.
And then another thing, too, is why do heel tag teams always get along, but face tag teams, because their egos are too big, can't work together?
Are you saying Chuck and I are a face tag team?
You guys are definitely a face tag team. But I think you're both heels. It's WWE logic for you two.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right,
is what I'm trying to say.
That's fair.
I didn't expect that to go to that way.
What?
When I said that about tag teams. I didn't expect it to...
When you got hired, did you expect Chuck and I to fight as much as we do on the air?
No, but to be fair, I only listened to you guys after I got hired for about that week. So I didn't really start to see the trend until I was in on the show. Behind the scenes stuff as well.
Sure.
That we will not talk about.
I think we've done a better job at letting things go.
I mean, if you can compare yourself and Chuck to two current wrestlers right now, is it Brock and Braun? Is it Kevin Owens and Shane?
No, I think he's Kevin Owens and I'm Sami Zayn.
he turned on you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Well, you know in real life,
no,
Kevin
we're like
Owens.
Dean and Seth.
Dean and Seth, okay.
And Wicket was Roman Reigns. Yeah. It took us a while to team up after the one guy left.
So one thing I wanted to bring up, do you have anything more to say on the whole entire Braun Strowman?
With Braun, no, I want to see him win the title.
Me too. I agree. I just don't think it's going to happen. We have to get to Roman Reigns and John Cena, but really quick, I want to mention there's going to be a new Raw woman competitor. Asuka.
I don't care.
Is coming
I'm
to
watch
Raw.
NXT.
Well, I'll tell you something. Are you a fan of women's wrestling at all? Maybe a little
good,
bit?
When
if it's good. Okay. Asuka is...
I'm tired of hearing Sasha Banks' song.
Me too. Asuka is probably, without a doubt, the best women's wrestler on the planet. And when you see her wrestle for the first time on Raw, you will be enamored with... Yeah. Women's wrestler. She'll be a champion in no time.
Yeah, that's what I was told about Shinsuke, so.
Well, Shinsuke's phoning it in. Asuka's not phoning it in.
Okay. Well, then I will do her the privilege of not fast-forwarding the segment as I'm trying to finish Raw during the eighth inning break of a Brewer game.
Okay, so we'll just skip the whole women's division on Raw as well.
Okay.
Until Asuka comes up to Raw for good. Then we'll go back and look at the women's division. Right. So Roman Reigns and John Cena had the promo battle for the third straight time.
This.
And you know what I noticed? John Cena referenced when Roman Reigns didn't pass the
drug test.
And I thought that was a bad decision by WWE to go there, especially when you're trying to build Roman Reigns as the face of the company. And you have the current face of the company throwing shade at him that he can't pass a drug test.
This whole thing's been a bad decision.
It's been awful. And when I first saw the first promo, I was invested in it. I was pumped to see this match. Now I'm just like, meh.
That's why you have Cena come over to Raw, and you say, look, I'm on SmackDown, I'm on Raw, I'm a free agent. I want to show you, Roman, that I'm still the guy around here. I'm still better than you. So then you bring in Jason Jordan into the mix. All right, so Cena takes on Jason Jordan. It goes 12 minutes. Roman comes out. Hey, 12 minutes against a rookie?
Was it 20? Or was it 12?
I
don't know. It doesn't matter. It was long.
I'm making a point.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, 12 minutes against a rookie. Okay, so then the next week, Roman, 15. Then Cena gets the upper edge. Then they maybe do it again with another guy. He struggles against someone he shouldn't struggle. Then Roman, the same. And then on the last encounter, the go-home show before the match, that's when you go fake shoot promo. Then you're hyped in for the match. They're building this backwards.
Kind of like Brock Osweiler's career?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not writing wrestling.
You should be.
I don't know why I'm not.
You applied for a job, you said, on the last week's podcast.
Yeah, Florida Coastal whatever.
I used to write recaps
Championship
for
wrestling.
AAW wrestling down in Chicago. That was fun.
Well, that's, I mean, I want
just
to
recap,
write the
though.
Story.
Yeah,
I want
exactly.
to write it out.
Yeah.
How do I go from here to there? I guess I could work with Dave Hero, or I don't want to start at the bottom. I want to just do WWE because clearly I'm better than them.
You know what we should do, Bart, for our next podcast? We should write a storyline for the next month.
Okay.
After No Mercy.
Do you know that sometimes when I'm having a hard time falling asleep,
you write storylines?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I'll lay there and think, all right, well, I would have Brock, and I'm usually out in no time.
So we'll do one on Braun going over Brock would be the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you go from there? Who's next to challenge Braun?
I like that.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Where does Brock go after?
Sure. We'll do that next week.
Roman Reigns and Cena, who wins that?
Yeah.
And what do they do with Roman Reigns?
That's how I fall asleep,
I like
Cody.
Your idea of Cena taking, well, actually, I could. What about this? Instead of Cena beating Roman Reigns straight up and Roman going back to the Shield, wonder if the Shield helps Roman Reigns beat John Cena.
Okay, you got something there. But
what would be the reason
they
why?
They have no
though?
Incentive, yeah.
No incentive.
I would really like to see Wade Barrett and Nexus come back and take
that's not
going to
happen
in that match.
That's not going to happen. God, oh my God. That was one of John Cena's worst decisions, to kill Nexus.
That sucks that it's his decision.
It was his decision. Chris Jericho, by the way, my favorite wrestler of all time, said
mine too.
Nexus should win that match.
I agree. That was a
but John Cena
very
said,
hot angle.
No.
And then they ruined it.
God, isn't Jericho just the best?
He really is.
He is the greatest of all time.
He's the best in the world at what he does.
Exactly.
100%. 100%. I love him.
How about CM Punk coming back?
I don't know if the market's there for him.
By the way, Ronda Rousey was in the front row of SmackDown. She was there for the Mae Young Classic.
Oh, okay.
So she was spotted in the front row.
In Vegas, yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Like I told you last week, they'll put her in there and then no one will care.
All right. I know you won't. But Asuka, I'm telling you.
So Rousey versus Asuka.
No. Rousey's not a wrestler. I want Asuka versus Charlotte. But obviously Charlotte's not on Raw.
True.
So we'll see who she faces, but anybody she faces, she will run through.
Let me just, before we wrap up, this is the Shield thing. I want to go there right now.
Now, is that your favorite faction of all time? Because it's mine.
No, it's Nexus.
Nexus is your favorite faction
well,
of all
yeah,
time?
Yeah, they would have done something if they would have done it right.
Well, no ifs or buts. What was your favorite faction of all time?
It's either the Shield or Nexus, and the reason why is because I like the idea of this group coming in and going against the grain of the WWE and taking guys out for no reason just to show their place. And I like that sort of storyline. I like that angle. And then they always seem to ruin it. Now, the Shield was good. They turned. I think that all worked out pretty well.
I think
well
it was
for
time
everybody.
For them to do it, but I would love to see a reunion.
Yeah, right. Right. And it's been 3-4 years now, so I think it does work. And
they're all
fans.
Faces now, too.
Well, technically, I don't know about Reigns.
Well, he's supposed to be a face.
So,
from Vince McMahon's eyes, he's a face.
So the Shield right now, because those two guys are just taking on whatever tag team gets in their way. I like the Balor idea. So maybe they would have to team up first. What if Finn wants the Universal Championship back? You know, he only had it for a week.
Okay, so if Roman beats Cena, Finn comes out as the next contender No, see, it doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't work. Okay. I don't know how this works.
Yes, it does.
How? Go
yes,
ahead. Tell me.
Braun Strowman beats Brock.
Okay. Not going to happen, but okay.
Braun Strowman beats Brock Lesnar.
Got it. Okay.
And he does so because of... Or after Finn Balor then challenges...
How about this? Take a week, write the story.
No tease here. I'm doing it. They take him out. The Bullet Club takes out Braun.
Nobody can take out Braun, but okay.
And then Reigns comes out, and he says, "You sons of bitches want that title? I got unfinished business with Braun. That's my title." And then he starts getting his ass kicked, and then the Shield music hits. Braun at this time has fallen out of the ring, okay? And then, so now you have the Shield and the Balor Club fighting each other. So then that's 2 months of storyline. Meanwhile, Braun's still beat up, okay? He's got to have his rematch with Brock, so that continues. Now you've given a reason for the Shield to reunite, the Balor Club to reunite. Braun can still face Brock. All of this, there's around the Universal Championship, so there's the main match, but there's also the secondary. Whoever wins out of the Shield-Balor Club thing, and maybe it ends up being a short Shield reunion where Reigns turns on, or those guys turn on him, saying, "We're not doing this for you." But there's that. There you go.
I think first you have to have the Balor Club go after the tag titles.
No.
With the Shield. No. I'm not saying for like 2 months before this happens.
You have Finn come out and say, "I want the title." And then he starts getting his ass kicked, okay?
But why would the Balor Club come out to defend him? For what reason?
Because they had that little moment.
Okay. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. Like, I get it.
That's pretty exciting, though.
WWE has done things that make less sense.
I mean, I think my way is pretty exciting.
No, not bad.
Yeah, so
I'd be intrigued by that.
There you go.
Okay, WWE Podcast, Episode 2. Thank you for listening.
I'll have a more clarified reason.
Write it down. Use that expo marker you got on
your... You bet.
Okay?
I got it.
Where'd you get that from?
I just pick up things and play with them. I have a tick. Thank you for that.
That's Bart Winkler,
yeah.
Host of Chuck and Winkler every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. I am Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Chuck says it with like an H emphasis on it. You ever notice that?
No.
Like Rhodesy.
Okay.
So
I'll listen.
Actually, Cody Grant, producer of the Chuck and Winkler show every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. on 105.7 FM The Fan.